Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, onto episode 180.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Frontend, a powerful storefront solution from the team at Shogun. If you're tuned into the e-commerce space, and you likely are since you're a subscriber here at E-Commerce Fastlane, you've no doubt heard about going headless or building a headless commerce storefront. And if you've gone as far as exploring some of these headless solutions, you know there's an incredible amount of info to wade through and to consider when making a storefront pivot. You may have heard that headless commerce means a move from a commerce-led to a content-led solution, or maybe you've heard that it represents a lean-in more towards an API-first approach. Either way, and as with any largely uncharted territory, it can be hard to work out what's growing faster, the technology or the terminology. The great thing about headless commerce is that it can get your Shopify store to load incredibly fast, eliminate the compromises when it comes to your brand's look and feel. You get full front-end control and flexibility, which will help you convert more of your website visitors. Amazing brands like Groove Life, Nomad, OneBlade, and so many more have taken their storefronts headless using Shogun's front-end platform. You can increase your conversion rate with a less than 1 second page load, and more importantly, you can empower your e-commerce team to manage content more efficiently with Shogun front-end. They truly are the next generation in e-commerce experience platform. Request a demo and see what the front end can do for your Shopify brand. You can check them out at getshogun.com. That's G-E-T-S-H-O-G-U-N, getshogun.com/front-end for more details. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, this is your first time listening. This is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. If you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, then you're definitely in the right place today. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. I think we're up to 180-some episodes now. You can get them directly from ecommercefastlane.com. A lot of partners and offers, a lot of great learnings there. So highly recommend ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, my guest is John, who's the co-founder of a company called Rebuy, and they provide e-commerce personalization services. They really do help Shopify-powered brands to accelerate their sales growth. It's a great conversation. I know there's going to be a ton of learnings. I prepped a few questions before today's recording. It's a really hot topic right now. We're talking about like real-time personalization. We're talking about recommendation engines. We're talking about dynamically creating offers and cross-sells and upsells. I mean, like we just can go on and on. It does a lot. It's a suite of tools and it's widely adopted by a lot of Shopify Plus brands. I see like Pura Vida bracelets and Primal Kitchen and Kapari, the skincare company, Kettle and Fire, the bone broth company. I mean, that's just some of the ones listed on the homepage. I know there's hundreds of other ones that are getting tremendous value out of Rebuy. So John, welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Steve, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for syncing calendars. I know we're in different time zones, but you know, where there's talent, I want to make sure I get the founders on to tell their stories because you're building some software that is making significant impact. And I think it's great timing right now. We're just mentioned the green room, but we're just getting into the holiday season right now. Back to school is like right now in the US in the next few weeks, and then starting in Canada in early September. And then here we are into Q4, and there's lots of conversations going on right now about Black Friday, Cyber Monday prep, and thinking about what sort of things do we need to work on with our website now. We won't get into the supply chain. That's another whole conversation, but interesting. So I'm really glad you're here. Let's just share first for those listening, like what is Rebuy and Rebuy Engine, the company? Like what sort of problems are you solving for Shopify brands?
Yeah, totally. I like to describe Rebuy as a omni-channel personalization engine. That's really what we're all about. And I also like to take that big vision that we are delivering on and also bring it down to earth, if you will, too. And so as a personalization engine, we're huge into upsells, cross-sells, and recommended products. And everything that we do is configurable and defaults to be data-driven. So our product loves data. We ingest data from all sorts of different sources, and we're able to do a ton of intelligent automation in the online store that the merchant can then tune to their liking if they like. So yeah, that's what we're all about. A lot of people think about our product as a supercharger for the online store, and it really is a great analogy. So yeah.
This is lovely. So let's talk about the founder's story. I think it's always nice to kind of set that stage a bit, like why people build what they build. I understand it's you and your brother, kind of developers kind of got going on this. I have a high level knowledge, just, you know, reading LinkedIn and a few different things about kind of what, you know, where you're at and what you do, but just maybe share with the audience today, the kind of the journey leading up to building this platform and, you know, and think about what uniquely positions you in the marketplace. Like, I guess they have the desire to want to build this thing. And then where did all this expertise come from to even want to create this platform?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I appreciate that question. It goes all the way back to 2004. And yeah, if you think about the fact we're in 2021 now, it's pretty wild how long ago 2004 was, but that's really where my journey starts as it relates to Rebuy. So at that point in time, early years in college, going to the University of Minnesota, and that's when Facebook really started to take off right around 2004. And I was super inspired by what I was seeing. So I got super into technology and databases and online systems and internet programming at that point in time, again, inspired by Facebook in its early days, especially when you needed a .edu email address, you know, to get signed up and stuff. I was actually going to a music school and then transferred over my second year there to the University of Minnesota. I was so excited because they didn't support the music school, but they did support the University of Minnesota. So anyways, I got access to Facebook. I was in early and I was just like, wow, this system is awesome. So I loved what was happening on the internet at the time, super inspired by it. I looked up the tech stack that they were using, that sort of thing. And I started becoming a developer. Now, I actually ended up switching and becoming a merchant. And this is around 2005, 2006. I actually partnered with my dad at the time. And we created a better bubble solution for making big bubbles. And we actually went out and set a Guinness World Record using our special formula. And yeah, so we set a Guinness World Record for the world's largest free floating soap bubble. It was awesome. We had and have our secret formula. That was one of my first entrepreneurial pursuits, was helping to bring that business online. And so we were really, really early days, direct to consumer. We were running on Zencart before Shopify was available. That's right around when Shopify really kind of started to grow, right around 2005, 2006. So I've been running on Shopify since that time frame. Sold on Amazon, sold on our website powered by Shopify, did a migration from Zencart over, and was a merchant. So I really understood the direct-to-consumer model as a merchant. Now, I never lost sight of my interest in software development, though. So I worked on that business for a couple of years and then decided I wanted to go full-time as a software developer and then build solutions for merchants. And that's how I could blend the two. And that's what really put me down the path to creating apps for Shopify.
Right. Lovely. So you really are a seasoned partner then, and just understand the Shopify ecosystem, both from a partner side and but just from an API perspective. You kind of get what's going on in our just this rocket ship we call Shopify.
Yeah, totally. No, it's been beautiful. So we've been plugged in, you know, since day one, almost as far as Shopify is concerned, and started making apps and, you know, right around 2015, started making apps and really saw a lot of traction out of the gates. And then in 2017 is when we came up with the idea for Rebuy. And so having worked on a lot of different software products across a lot of different platforms, really decided I wanted to zero in on Shopify, huge business opportunity. Epic APIs to work with. I just love so many things about the Shopify ecosystem. I could go on or on, but on and on, frankly. So it's like, I knew that I wanted to launch something on Shopify for a bunch of different reasons. In 2017, my brother and co-founder James and I, we were at the Shopify Unite, the second annual, and Shopify announced for the first time ever, developers are going to be able to create discount codes through the API. And as a longtime entrepreneur, I knew, kind of like setting a world record with the bubble formula, you need some sort of differentiator. You know, you need something that sets you apart. And in tech, you know, building in something new is a great way to have something unique on day one. So I knew that I wanted to leverage that API immediately. I recognized the opportunity. And I, another sort of like age-old sales adage, if you will, that I learned running the bubble company is that your best customer is your existing customer. A lot of times brands are chasing that next customer, but, and that's good. You want to do that. But what you really, really want to do is focusing on your existing customers, because you can sell to your existing customers again and again and again. And every great business is built on that principle. And if you serve your customers and if you deliver that experience and the product that they love, they will tell other people and they will land your new customers for you. So yeah, this is a huge part of our ethos, but basically, the idea was born, and our initial feature was, hey, we want to come up with this idea. It's going to be called Rebuy. It's going to be based on the idea that your best customer is your existing customer. And our initial feature that's going to be so simple, it can't not work, is we're going to listen to an online store's orders. And 30 days after somebody places an order, we're simply going to send them an email, an automated email, asking them if they want to rebuy that product. And to leverage this new API, we're going to offer a personalized discount code in there, and we're going to turn one-time buyers into repeat customers with this best practice automation. Yeah, so people may be thinking right now, well, wait, how do you get into becoming a personalization engine? So we started out with those personalized discount codes and automated order follow-ups, and then we're huge into merchant-driven software development. One of the first things our customers asked us when we rolled this out is, first of all, it was very successful. We were making $2 to $3 per sent email. So we knew we were onto something. And they said, hey, in addition to asking the user if they want to rebuy that product again, can you also make smart product recommendations for them based on what they bought? And that was the second light bulb moment. The first being at Unite and coming up with the idea for Rebuy. And then the second was listening to the merchant and this particular request, because the light bulb went off and I realized right away, holy smokes, this is exactly what Amazon does. Customers who bought this also bought this.
Yes. Oh, I know. Yeah, it's phenomenal. And it's interesting because that was one of the questions that I wanted to ask, and you've answered a couple of them already right now about differentiation between, like, I can appreciate the feature set that you have starting, you know, from the early stage and then working your way up and from the discount codes now over to a proper learning recommendation engine based on the site visitor and previous order history and other people ordering similar products. I think it's quite interesting that you have that functionality. But I also think there are other quote unquote personalization apps in the Shopify ecosystem. I mean, if you go to the app store and just type in personalization, there's a lot of other notable, you know, peers in the group attempting similar problems, but I know you have a unique spin on it. So are you able to kind of maybe talk a little bit about maybe what some of your differentiators are? Because I think that's one of the value props of Rebuy is that you have an MVP for sure, but you've also differentiated yourself to others in the marketplace. So you don't want to be bundled in together or be very assumptive that, okay, they're like these people or like those guys. Maybe you're, you know, in that same vertical, but you do things differently. And so I'd like you to be able to share with the audience today what some of those differentiators are.
Yeah, totally appreciate that. It really starts with this sort of segue that we're at in the story too, because when our customers asked, you know, if we could make those smart product recommendations for the users based on what they bought, immediately recognized that's what Amazon was doing. There's a huge opportunity to take these data-driven product recommendation algorithms to the world of Shopify, recognize that right away. And one of the big differentiators is that we decided to build this as an API first. So in my opinion, a lot of, if not all the great, maybe at least, you know, a lot of the great SaaS products out there and Epic companies out there are API first. So if you think about Shopify is an API first company. Stripe is, and I could go on and on. And so we knew from day one that the best way to build this would be as an API. And that has, through to this day, been a huge differentiator for us. For example, our engine works perfect with headless sites, which are now starting to emerge in a big way. And so the personalization engines that are not built on their own API do not excel in the world of headless. So that design decision, as longtime software developers, we made that design decision. That was a really good one, and it's continued to benefit us today. So we have a huge number of third-party apps that have built on our API. In fact, the first way that we market our intelligent cross-sell API was that we had a single landing page for it, and it said, you pass the Shopify product ID, and we'll return the highest likelihood to convert cross-sell products. And we did all that as a JSON-based REST API. And then built on that ourselves to build a complete suite of widgets that can install to the online store now.
Yeah, that's one thing I like about it too, is that it's not like a one size fits all. There's when you say a suite, you can literally make decisions on which part of the Rebuy engine you actually want to use, and you want to test it and see how it works and if it goes along with your look and feel. It's so interesting. And with CSS and having the exact look and feel that you want and the right badges and the right offers and just fine tuning it, I think it's really interesting. And so I appreciate that. One thing I also love too is the fact that you just, I think it's because of the API first methodology, is that you're able to connect with existing pieces of technology, because that's the biggest objection I get from, you know, when I recommend a new app or a new whatever, they already have some pieces of technology. It could be Recharge for subscription offering. It could be Klaviyo as their marketing automation solution, or there's other different tools and things that people have already in their toolbox as an app already that they love. And then here we are asking, I'm asking them to say, hey, you might want to try this out. And that's one thing I love about Rebuy, is that you already connect with a lot of these big partners that people are already using.
Totally. It's a huge, huge part of our ethos as a company. And it's very, again, you know, very similar to how Shopify does things. So Shopify has a very, very rich ecosystem of apps, obviously, that drive massive value for the merchants. Yeah. So when we think about partnering, like, we're a partner first, like, sort of company. Like, if we can solve, having been a longtime entrepreneur, you don't want to build something that already exists. On day one, why would you do that? I've done it before in the past, and it's not a great way to get started. The way that we think when we build is, if you think about like a set of stairs, out in the ethos, if you will, running up the stairs, get to the top, find out, you know, get, just take every step that's available out there today and utilize it and step on it and climb higher and higher. You know, the whole computer philosophy of like stand on the shoulders of giants. We're huge into that. That is exactly what we are doing. And so we run to the end of the stairs and then find out, oh, there's not a step here. And that's the next step. And that's what we focus on building. And yeah, and it's how we ended up building our product. So yeah, we're not interested in building what already exists. We're interested in building the next step. And that goes huge into our partner system. And so one last thing I'd like to say on that is, you know, when we partner with a company like Recharge, we think to ourselves, what can we do to help Recharge become a $1 billion business? The same thing is true for Klaviyo. The same thing is true for Tapcart, Builder.io, Shogun Frontend. We literally ask ourselves what we can do to help them achieve that sort of level of scale. And it's a give first mentality, and it's good business, and it's good for the merchant, and it's been working.
Sounds like a Gary Vaynerchuk book. I think it's called Jab, 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 Right Hook. And it's the concept is, you know, it's give, 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 and then ask. And I think the more value you offer to the marketplace first, I think it's like the law of reciprocity. It just comes back to you. If you ask for, you know, you don't even ask for something in return. You just give, 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 give. And all of a sudden, just people feel somewhat natively obligated to want to help and come back. And that's what you're really doing. You're really helping others in the ecosystem. You have a unique product, but you also play nicely with others, and you're helping facilitate a lot of things that they want to do well, be it subscriptions or if it's being part of a marketing automation tool for win backs and different things. You guys work in tandem together, not to mention Tapcart for the mobile side of the business, which is phenomenal also. So kudos to that. And it's nice to hear it from you directly that that's kind of where you're at. And it gives me the warm and fuzzies when I recommend your solution. This is kind of where your head's at and your mindset around the API first and wanting to deal with the partner sites. I think that's wicked. I'm going to pivot a bit over to the Shopify Plus brands that listen. I mean, we have, I don't know, 10,000 some people are going to listen to this episode. And there's lots and lots of Plus brands, including kind of internal team members and stuff that are on the merchant success team. And they listen to the show. And, you know, and there's lots of benefits definitely for brands that have moved, I guess, from Shopify Advanced, the $2.99 plan, when they move to Shopify Plus. Like, we know what a lot of these benefits are: increased API calls and merchant success team and flow and scripts and launchpad and lots of stuff. But one thing that I think is really notable feature that you get on Plus is getting access to the checkout flow. I think there's a template. It's called checkout.liquid. And so when you get access to that as a Plus customer, how is Rebuy able to maximize now that access? Because there's lots maybe that are on Shopify core plans that don't have access to checkout.liquid. So I'm just curious now, what are the extra benefits now you get with Rebuy based on the fact that you now have direct access to checkout.liquid?
Yeah, totally. You know, it yet again is another good segue on simply what we were just talking about. So Shopify is already a multi-billion dollar company, many times over, driving massive value for entrepreneurs all over the world. Everybody knows that at this point. But the question still begs for us, what can we do to help Shopify do even more, accomplish even more? And so take Shopify Plus, for example. We have made a conscious effort at Rebuy to build features on top of features that are exclusive to Shopify Plus. So one big one, of course, is the checkout.liquid file. If you're not on Plus, you cannot make modifications to your checkout page. If you upgrade to Plus, you can. So a lot of merchants are thinking to themselves, okay, great. What difference does that make? And it's a valid question to ask. And it makes it so you can use apps like Rebuy. So we have built on this Plus exclusive feature. And so you can install Rebuy. You can, with two clicks, basically the way it works is you install Rebuy, you click on online store. If you're on Plus, there's a card on our online store page called Shopify Plus Checkout. You can click it. You can create a checkout widget and install it in two clicks. And so now you can do automated smart product recommendations directly in checkout, which is a massive conversion increase lifter and average order value booster.
This is amazing. And I think one thing that we talk in the green room too, like about the fact that I had a brand that is using a different competitor's tool, and they were really unhappy with the recommendation engine that was happening in the cart. The, you know, I'm going to call it frequently bought together sort of like concepts. And they really weren't using proper analytics and data to make informed decisions about like, what really do people buy frequently together based on what's in the cart? And that's the unique thing about what you have going on is that you actually are looking at data and you're able to display that from within the cart level and have be able to upsell people and cross sell to get larger items, get into subscription offering instead of the one-offs. You can do lots of really neat things in your pop-out kind of Ajax cart thing you have going on. It's really, really, really neat.
Yeah, totally. I mean, data is huge for our company and we leverage it to the max. It's really interesting. I like giving this analogy because I think it's just insightful and relevant for how an online store works too. So the way that Tesla's automated self-driving suite works is it's primarily computer vision based. So when somebody's driving a Tesla car and they're driving it in manual mode, the car is taking a series of images. It's got videos from 8 different cameras. And so it says it's listening at all times. Rebuy works the same way. We're listening to the online store. And so when somebody's driving one of these cars and the computer says, okay, when the authentically intelligent human being was presented with this scene, which is an image from a video, that human driver chose to accelerate and turn to the right by 2 degrees. And so it's listening for these patterns at scale. And therefore, when you put the Tesla into autopilot mode, it is making predictions about what it should do based on all the listening that it's done and the intelligence it has listened and recorded from authentically intelligent human beings. Rebuy works the exact same way for the online store. So when you install our product, we start listening for what users are clicking on, what product page they're landing on, what product page they're clicking to next, what they're searching for, what products they're putting in their cart, and what products they're buying, and what products are being bought together. These are all major, major data-driven signals that our product keys in on. And so think about it like this. A very simple example is, let's say we're working with a fashion brand and they're selling a blue t-shirt and a black hat. If somebody throws the blue t-shirt in their cart and the black hat and they complete that order, then our system is listening to that. That was an authentically intelligent person that organically chose to buy the blue shirt and the black hat. So the next shopper that visits that online store with the power of our product, if they put the black hat in the cart, our system's going to know to recommend the blue shirt and vice versa.
Lovely. This is very cool. I'm going to pivot a bit over to Q4. I mentioned at the top of the show that, you know, based on today's recording, you know, we're in the middle of the holiday, kind of getting into the Q4, but we're right now into back to school kind of season right now. And I just was curious, based on all the brands that you have connected to and brands that you're talking to, I'm sure you're very busy right now because this is a perfect time for those that maybe don't have a personalization engine running right now and you're looking to maximize the value of your customers. You know, you think this whole retention strategy, you know, this is the key to the whole thing. What sort of things are you you recommending today just for people to have the maximum amount of value and create the most amount of revenue in LTV for Q4? How can they prepare today? Because there's going to be this inevitable rush that's going to happen. But I think there's time right now for people to implement things. And so I'd like to understand from your perspective what you're recommending.
Yeah, totally appreciate that. I think it's a great question. So having been in e-commerce for a number of years, I know many of the people listening fit that same profile. Q4 is an awesome time to be in business. It's an awesome time to sell online if you have planned accordingly. So as long as you're not prepping at the time of Black Friday and the Christmas season, you know, and you have your systems in place and they're tested and they're ready to handle, you know, large amounts of traffic and all this sort of thing, it's going to be an awesome time of year. If you don't fit that profile, it could end up being very stressful and you're going to have a lot of missed sales opportunities. So the best thing to do is get started early. Think about it early. We're in August right now, and now's a great time to be thinking about it. So there's two major elements to Q4 that I think are really important. Number one, people love product recommendations. They just do. It's just natural. People love product recommendations. So think about being in a restaurant. You're at a nice restaurant. You're looking at a dinner item. You express interest in it. And the server says, hey, you know, that's a great item on our menu. If you are looking at that, you should also consider looking at this. Or if you've committed to something, then they, you know, a great server is going to say, hey, I recommend, you know, pairing this with that, that sort of thing. So people love that. It's commonplace in the food service industry. It always has been. The servers are doing it to drive their own AOV because a lot of times they're tipped based on ticket size. Very, very similar to what's happening in an online store, but this is not commonplace on the web. If you go to most online stores, you got a homepage, product page, cart, and checkout, and you know that's that. So it's a great base, but something that we're big on is helping to turn that online store into not only a revenue generating machine, but turn it into an intelligent online store and automating what a great server would do in a restaurant that we're used to, making that normal for the online store. So not only do people like recommendations Q1 through 4, especially in the holiday season when people are shopping for other people, they become extra important. So, you know, they don't know what their friend's going to want. So if the website is able to make, you know, get them to the website and then make great recommendations once they're on there, it has a huge, huge impact on conversions, which is your main stat that you want to go for. You got to convert your users. And then like, as you start to engage with them and you surface the right product at the right time, you can repeat that and you can increase average order value as well. So I just like to emphasize that people love recommendations. You should do it. And in Q4, it's especially relevant during that time frame. And then the second major piece is this idea of retention. So this is where our product started. You've got to put automated winbacks in place, especially for your one-time orders. So you capture these Q4 buyers. They could be buying for themselves. They could be buying for somebody else. In either case, you want to automate your winbacks and give them a reason to drive them back to the online store, whether it's just for brand awareness alone, you're going to get that nearly 100% of the time. And if you do a great personalized offer in there, a recommendation in that email, you can get them back on the website and convert them a second time and just repeat that process. So you got to do great product recommendations on site and you got to excel at retention. And that's going to help your business boom in Q4 and then retain that and then grow 1 through 4 again next year.
I'd also add, I've been recommending a couple other strategies too that I want to share today also is turning on push notifications if that's available in your marketing automation platform. There are some dedicated apps and things that can do that, but the whole idea is getting these push opt-ins now. These are browser push notifications that come through Chrome. Very relevant and it works extremely well for certain campaigns and offers and things. So you can kind of get these pre-opted in push notifications ready. Do it now so that as the busy time comes and even throughout the busy season, you're still getting these push notification opt-ins that can be used in the future if they're a customer or not. So it's a very interesting way of doing it. And the same is with SMS. You know, if you're using Klaviyo or Attentive or PostScript or whatever kind of tool you're using, Omnisend, a lot of these platforms, you definitely want to try to get the SMS opt-in too where you can. So if someone's having like, if it's an exit intent or some kind of a pop-up offer, it'd be very interesting to be able to get that kind of opt-in because then you have it there and it's ready, then you're allowing the customer to choose the channels that they like to be communicated in with. If they like to be getting SMS messages for order confirmation and any kind of product drops, and SMS is their channel of choice, then you should be able to toggle that. And you can, based on a lot of these great platforms that are out there. Or maybe email is always the tried and true and it should always be there. And so it's just interesting. I just want to make sure I throw that out there. So push, SMS, and email are still super important tactics that you really want to grow your email list. You want to make sure you try to get opt-ins as best you can for SMS and push notifications so you have them ready, you know, as part of your toolbox for marketing when the time is right for the certain campaign that you might be BFCM or any kind of pre, you know, back to school sales and whatnot. So
yeah, 100%. And I know Privy is one of the leaders in that space for capturing email and now capturing phone number as well. So definitely give their app a look. Something else that our app can do that is a big deal and gives you a reason to send that email or a reason to send that text message is this idea of gift with purchase. So with Rebuy, you can install what it's called a global widget. It doesn't have any user interface. You can pair it with something that describes the promo. But what it does is you can install a gift with purchase widget and you attach it to what we call a data source, which is a set of rules. So you can set your rules up in Rebuy that say something along the lines of, if the cart subtotal is greater than $50, then automatically add this free gift. That gives you everything you need to run a massive promo about gift with purchase for the month of September or the month of October. And then you can drive tons of people to their site, put a banner on your site that talks about that. And then Rebuy will automatically add that free gift to the cart as soon as the cart subtotal passes that $50 threshold. It is a huge, huge deal and is an amazing way to drive value for customers and give yourself a reason, you know, to send big campaigns.
And so it's a much easier way to do it than having to do a Shopify script for those on the plus side, because you can do gift with purchase and you can have all the same kind of logic, but you have to hand write that script with the script editor. And so that has a certain cost associated to it. And that's the nice thing about Rebuy is you already have a lot of great suite of tools that are available. And that's one of the things that you can do with it right out of the box. Just get with the parameters and it just works. No script required. So I love that.
100%. And as powerful as the scripts are for modifying the cart and prices, and we leverage all that and we have built on it, a script cannot automatically add an item to the cart. And so our product can. And so it actually pairs beautifully with scripts to do the automatic adding and removing.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Let's pivot to a story now, because I think, you know, as entrepreneurs and marketers, you know, I think we all love stories. I think it's just educational and very inspiring just to understand kind of what others are doing. I think it really helps motivate, I guess, the change that all of us really, you know, just really want. We want to see what have others done, and does that apply maybe to my business? And is there any learnings out of other people's success? And so I don't know if I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but, you know, are you able to share maybe a recent journey of a Shopify brand that has implemented Rebuy?
Yeah, totally. The first one that comes to mind right now is one that we recently did a case study on. So they increased, this is a company, licorice.com. It's a family-run business. They have a really cool product. It's exactly what you think it is. Their website's really fun. It's beautiful. It's engaging. And, you know, they were looking for ways to increase conversions and increase their average order value and retention on top of that. And so what I think ended up being a huge success for them and is a huge differentiator for our product compared to some of the other personalization engines out there is this idea of the product, which is the Rebuy Smart Cart. It has dramatically increased conversions for a number of online stores. The most recent one that I heard recently is that I'm not trying to be dramatic. I literally heard this from the merchant's mouth on a Zoom call that they said that Rebuy saved their business because it increased conversions by 30%. And that had such a dramatic impact on making their business the real deal for them. And so what licorice.com used to increase AOV by 17% has primarily been Smart Cart. So what is Smart Cart? So it's a JavaScript-based shopping cart that's best of breed. So everybody knows that Shopify is super passionate about owning the checkout, you know, and that's awesome. And Shopify is producing the best checkout on the internet. What Rebuy has committed to doing is creating the best shopping cart. So Shopify's done an awesome job at making an Ajax cart. It's a shopping cart that is JavaScript based that lives behind the scene. So we built our product directly on top of that, and it's a replacement. So it's very hard for an individual theme. Right now, the shopping cart is owned typically owned by a theme. And then it depends on what theme you have, what your shopping cart, is it a slide out? Is it, there's so many different variants. And the brand has to pick their shopping cart based on the theme that they pick. And it's very hard for an individual theme to create the best shopping cart in the world. It's not difficult for an app to do that because of the architecture difference. So what brands get when they install Revive, they get access to the smart cart, which is instead of a theme-based shopping cart, it's a JavaScript-based shopping cart, and it completely replaces what's running on your theme today. So it doesn't matter what theme you're running on. If you install the app, you can flip a toggle in our app, and then Revive Smart Cart knows how to take over. So when you click that cart icon, instead of going to a full page cart or an unoptimized cart drawer, you get a fully optimized cart drawer, and it has all the best practices baked into it. None of the other personalization apps have this. It has, for example, a free shipping bar. So you can turn the free shipping bar on and set your threshold to $100. If you put a $50 item in there, it'll animate and show you're 50% of the way to unlocking free shipping. It's got a connection right into our rules engine. So you can do dynamic messaging that says, if you get your cart to $100 or if you spend $50 more, you get a free gift. You can do intelligent cross-sells with it. And this is all plug and play, theme independent, zero developers required. And licorice.com leveraged it and styled it to match their brand, which has a bunch of bright red colors that looks beautiful. And they're crushing it with this. So that was really fun to be a part of.
Yeah, I'm actually trying it now too. And it's really interesting how it works though. So I added an item to the shopping cart and you're right. It says, you're $70 away from a free $25 gift card and the little gas tank kind of like meter going across from left to right, how close I am visually to getting that free gift card. And then I love the upsells where it says, go ahead, live a little. So you're able to add some language and tone that goes along with the brand and like everything is just all matchy matchy, which is great. So it looks all very authentic and custom. But the truth is it's the Rebuy app and the few setup points that give it this look and feel. And it's phenomenal how tight it looks.
Totally. Yeah. And I appreciate that. I'm glad you pulled the site up to take a look at it and read it. And so it's like two things that are really, really important when it comes to personalization is like in recommended products. You got to recommend the right product at the right time and the right place. Okay. But so that's huge and at the right price, all that sort of stuff. But don't forget about the language that you're using to frame it. And that is another area where our product excels. So in our rules engine, if a certain rule matches, you can use that rule to set the widget's title. And what you can end up doing with this is just remarkable. As you add items to the cart, the language can change too dynamically based on the current state. It's just very, very cool and has a huge impact on the user experience.
And what's nice too is, and I continued on in the checkout flow. I know it's hard with a podcast to explain this, but just for those listening today, so I would actually go to licorice.com and have a look. So it's interesting. I added a couple items. I took one of the upsell offers and then continued to like proceed to checkout. And so now this is the Shopify look and feel, the typical checkout flow. But what's interesting now is that also on the right-hand side, it now says add these, once again, using their language, add these, thank us later. So, here I am in the checkout now using, I could use Shop Pay, or I can just continue the whole process here. But on the right-hand side, it gives me the option to saying, hey, add the Australian mix. So I clicked add and it's instantly added, still in the cart where I didn't. So I could see the value in that because it's very difficult to do that on your own. And everybody asks for this sort of functionality where like, how do I, because there's lots of things, there's post-purchase upsells, which is kind of like after the fact and keeping the through card vaulting and recollecting money based on additional items to added, but this is happening as part of the checkout flow. And it's great you had this offer kind of in the shopping cart, but now in the checkout flow, you also have the same kind of opportunity here.
100%. It's beautiful. Yeah, it works. I mean, the proof is, it's been a fun product to develop and see the empirical evidence. Licorice.com's a great example. And there's thousands of shops out there using our product and doing this.
Beautiful. So what does the future look like for Rebuy? I mean, you have a lot of great feature sets right now built into it, but are you able to maybe talk a little bit about the North Star, I guess, for the remainder of 21, maybe into 22, like partner alignment? I know you're API first, but just curious, end of the day, like how are you going to continue to keep offering this value and this retention value and assistance for Shopify brands?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we're going to stay true to our promise of omni-channel personalization delivered. And so we're going to continue to bring our intelligent product recommendations and rules engine to as many third-party contexts as possible. The one that we're most excited about next that we're actively working on right now is an integration with Tapcart. So you're going to be able to control your recommended products throughout the entire funnel, starting on the, you know, iOS homepage, product page, cart, checkout, through Revive, and, you know, deliver it through your TapCart mobile app. So that one's going to be epic. We're super excited about that. So we should have that wrapped up by the end of Q4 for sure. Now, another one that we're really excited about is investing further into Revive's Smart Cart and turning it into a platform. So again, Shopify has done a wonderful job going deep on the checkout. More recently, checkout apps have been announced for the Shopify checkout. We're able to do that today. If you're on Plus, we've been doing that for years. If you're on Plus, so check that out today. We're also part of the private beta as that ability gets expanded to more shops. So keep that in mind. Now, the analogy with our product is the cart. So Rebuy has the best shopping cart, pre-built shopping cart replacement in the world of Shopify. And we're going to continue to invest in that heavily and turn it into a platform. So that third-party apps, we're going to build the enablement layer for Smart Cart so that third-party apps like EcoCart and Neutral, and there are so many epic cross-sells and upsells that can be, you know, and recommendations that can be made in Cart. I could list off a ton of them. We're going to build the enablement layer. So it doesn't matter which theme you run on. You can install Rebuy, flip the switch, turn the Smart Cart on, and then install apps that use Smart Cart as a distribution platform. That's going to be just amazing, including cross-brand through some partnerships that we're working on right now. So we're going to continue to go deep on Smart Cart. We're really excited about that.
Yeah, this is amazing. This is really, really interesting because I was also thinking about a company called Route, which is kind of like a package protection and tracking kind of services. And it seems like I have quite a few brands that, you know, both either on mobile or on their desktop edition, they still have this option for people to accept Route as their package tracking service. And then, you know, and then they also have some kind of a protection systems for porch pirates and things like that. So are these the sort of things that you're thinking about expanding out into other verticals that are offering value that Shopify is not building, but partners are building? And Route is a great example of a great product that does a great service for the end consumer, but also revenue builder too for the brand.
Yeah, 100%. And it goes back to what we talked about near the beginning of our podcast here is this idea of partnering. So it's like we don't have an interest recreating what already exists. That's not interesting. There's not a lot of value in that. So, you know, we're most interested in building that next step. And so we're really excited about building the enablement layer into Smart Cart. So it doesn't matter what theme. Themes are amazing for the brands. They're remarkable, but they're very, very different from shop to shop to shop. There's some power in that. But in terms of a distribution pipeline, to have a normalized shopping cart that's an enablement layer, it's going to truly change e-commerce and the web shopping experience for the better. So we're super excited about that. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And then one other thing too is Rebuy was tempted early on. We were tempted with the idea of creating a third-party checkout, but we knew we would be creating that checkout on borrowed time, and we didn't want to build a business. You know, yeah. And so we never did do that. And we have always, since day one, integrated with the Shopify checkout. Now, what's very exciting for us now is the one-click post-purchase extension. This is something that's brand new from Shopify. We have access to that, and we have submitted our app. So we can take the power of Rebuy's data-driven product recommendations and our rules engine, which is like, if this, then that, directly to this new post-purchase extension. So we're going to continue to invest in that. And a big, like, I don't know if slogan's the right word, but it's probably not. But we think about the online store as a funnel. And it starts at the homepage, product page, cart, checkout, and thank you page. So if you think about that true one-click post-purchase where the add-on gets added to the original order, these are details that really, really matter to merchants. We have that feature now too. And so this sort of omni-channel, yes, we talked about that, but then supercharging the online store from the homepage all the way through to that high-end one-click post-purchase on the Shopify checkout is a big deal in terms of us delivering massive value through a single product.
Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Well, I'm going to keep everybody listening and posted on this on the show notes pages for any kind of updates. Cause I know, like I said, I have quite a few brands that are interested, a few that are using your solution. Even my team members were joking and talking about, hey, I'm interviewing one of the founders today. Like, we're really excited that we get to hear the full story, understand the powers. I think that's the challenge right now, is that there's lots of what appears to be competitors in the same kind of place. But at the end of the day, it's really not. The mindset around this API first, and just offering value to, and just have a very open architecture and be able to not recreate what's already been created. I think that's very interesting and notable. And I think that's a very unique thing about Rebuy that I just want to share. And thank you for coming on the show today. But we are nearing the end of the show. I know we could probably chat for hours, but are there any kind of insights? You've shared a lot of knowledge today, and I just really appreciate that. Any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners?
I would, you know, just keep betting on yourself. So leverage all the tools that are out there, and that sort of, you know, never give up mentality is huge. So you're going to have your ups and downs as an entrepreneur. You know, some days, you know, sales aren't going to look good. Other days they are. So I would just say continue to invest. And I really like what you said at the beginning, Steve, about, you know, this is for people who are lifelong learners. That's a huge part about this podcast. You said it right at the beginning. So I would just, you know, take that into practice. So, you know, I always like to, it's kind of fun to be wrong sometimes, because then you have an opportunity to change. You know, it's kind of silly and weird in a way, because a lot of times, like, oh, you know, we like to be right. That's kind of a good feeling. But your opportunity for growth is, you know, when you learn something new. So a lot of times you learn something new by falling forward fast. So, you know, I would give new ideas. Keep the things that are working great, keep doing them for sure. Do the basics great. Don't be scared to try new things. Try new things early, often. You know, if they don't work, they don't work. Move on. But just continue to invest in yourself and your business, and leverage the tools that are out there, and, you know, build that next step and do great things for the end user, and it's going to work out. And I think that's where it's at.
Beautiful. Yeah, upsells and cross sells. That's where it's at. All right. So how can people learn more about the Rebuy solution? Where can they go?
Check us out on the Shopify App Store. That's one of the best places. Just search for the term Rebuy. Search for the term personalization. We're going to be one of the top results, if not the top result for that. And then definitely give us a look online at RebuyEngine.com. Google it. Just type it in, RebuyEngine.com. We've got a lot of amazing resources out there. And yeah, reach out to us. So we're happy to help. So.
Beautiful. And I know we spoke offline before recording, and I understand that you would like to share an exclusive offer for those listening today.
Yeah, totally. So worked with the team, and we got something in place where we're going to be able to offer a 60-day free trial. All you got to do is mention this podcast, mention Steve, mention Fastlane. I think, Steve, you're going to have a link in particular. And yeah, we took the time to build a landing page. You're going to be able to input your email address and claim this offer. So the 60-day free trial, money back guarantee, all that sort of stuff is more than double the default. So there's a ton of value in that. And yeah, pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I massively appreciate that. So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/rebuy. That'll be in the show notes. So that, like, will redirect to your landing page, put your details in there. I mean, having 2 months to really prove the value of your platform, like, is an absolute no brainer. So if you're not doing any personalization, if what John had to say today is kind of resonating with you, that yes, I want to improve my average order value. Yes, I understand that retention is an important strategy I need to implement. I know I want to maximize the lifetime value of my customers and improve, you know, the average value of my customers, like, just average order value. There's so many benefits, and I love the fact that you're partnering up very tightly with Shopify, the partner ecosystem, API first. You're doing a lot of really great things. I'm just excited for you into the future. And just those listening, please take John up on his offer, because I think it's totally worth it to at least test it. You just don't know what you don't know. And, you know, just it's clear. It's very clear to me based on today's recording that your mission really is what Shopify's mission is. It's to make commerce better for everyone. And I just wanted to thank you for coming on the show and just, you know, sharing your knowledge and your vision and really just giving back to the Shopify ecosystem. So thank you so much.
Yeah, 100%, Steve. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'd love to get a chance to join you again if it's available at any point in time. Super thankful to get this chance. So thank you.
All right. Have yourself a great day.
All right. You too, Steve. Thanks.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Frontend, a powerful storefront solution from the team at Shogun. If you're tuned into the e-commerce space, and you likely are since you're a subscriber here at E-commerce Fastlane, you've no doubt heard about going headless or building a headless commerce storefront. And if you've gone as far as exploring some of these headless solutions, you know there's an incredible amount of info to wade through and to consider when making a storefront pivot. You may have heard that headless commerce means a move from a commerce-led to a content-led solution, or maybe you've heard that it represents a lean-in more towards an API-first approach. Either way, and as with any largely uncharted territory, it can be hard to work out what's growing faster, the technology or the terminology. The great thing about headless commerce is that it can get your Shopify store to load incredibly fast, Eliminate the compromises when it comes to your brand's look and feel. You get full front-end control and flexibility, which will help you convert more of your website visitors. Amazing brands like Groove Life, Nomad, OneBlade, and so many more have taken their storefronts headless using Shogun's front-end platform. You can increase your conversion rate with a less than 1 second page load, and more importantly, you can empower your e-commerce team to manage content more efficiently with Shogun Frontend. They truly are the next generation in e-commerce experience platform. Request a demo and see what the front end can do for your Shopify brand. You can check them out at getshogun.com. That's GETSHOGUN, getshogun.com/frontend for more details. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.